This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
We're inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio at KUAF, and to my left is Terry Nelson. Terry, welcome.
Hello. Thank you.
And to his left is Mike Townsend.
Good afternoon.
One of the reasons we have you here is because you're going to be part of the Gully Park concert series.
That's right. That's correct. Really looking forward to it.
You are part of the Casual Flies.
Mm-hmm.
Or are you the Casual Flies? Would we say you're two-thirds, a half?
Do we want to admit it?
We would be like about two-thirds, I think, would be easy.
And then we play with the Earth.
Yes, play with the Earth.
And the Earth will be with us at Gully Park.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great drummer by the name of Jeff Horlick, who joins us, and Russ Hutchison, who's known playing guitar around town. And Patrick Yerby is our bass player. David Briggs, who's not with us tonight, is also one of the, quote, Casual Flies.
Who's the original Casual Fly.
Yeah, and we're around town. And so that's us. Mm-hmm. That's who we are.
We kind of started like when Mike and I were just playing guitar and fooling around and stuff. And so it happened about 6 years ago. And we just started really, you know, working it out on like writing. We wanted to write because I'm a writer and he's a writer. And so that's how we began, is just, you know, starting out doing that. And then we kind of expanded out to like so many more people. So there's about eight altogether if we get different musicians and singers and stuff like that. So it's real eclectic.
You can see us in different fashions. We have sometimes we had a saxophone player, a different guitar player.
Pat Patoontongue plays quite a bit with us too.
Oh, Pat?
Yeah, he plays a little duo sometimes or trio and things like that, and then he'll go into the big band as well. So
anybody that will play with us, we'll just take them.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. We love people. And that's what we're all about.
Very inclusive.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Very. And different styles. I mean, you know, I want to bring in different styles. I'm not, you know, into the we're a country band or any of that. It's just when you listen to the album, you can kind of see that, you know, we've got every kind of form in there. You know, not like my son's metal or electronica, nothing like that. But still, you know, very, very, very different, I think, as far as style goes. And thematically, it's got, you know, a lot of things going, so.
You have a CD,
mm-hmm.
which is called Word Pictures.
Yes, that's correct.
You're both on it,
mm-hmm.
and a couple of the other people you talked about mm-hmm. play on this as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This is a relatively recent release, right?
Yeah, it's probably about 3 years old.
Oh, 3 years, okay.
Yes. But, I mean, I didn't really promote it. I was just wanting it to be an experiment and seeing how many styles I can put into one album, basically, is the way we did it. So.
Well, what styles can people find on this album?
The songs are every song is a different style. The first song is probably a rock style. The second song is a gospel style. And the third song is starts out with a mandolin. It's very more of the country feel, I guess. And it's more of the third song is about water pollution. The fish are rebelling against man for water pollution. That's basically what that's about.
The second song on the CD is called Yellow Kitchen.
That's right.
And that's a gospel song.
That's right. Written by Mike.
Written by me. It's actually a collaborative of friends of mine. When you play music, things happen in bits and pieces. And the catchphrase of Yellow Kitchen came about by a friend of mine. And it grew as a song from me overnight into where it happened. And so I give John Cumston also credit on the album for the beginning of the thought. But it's actually about his brother's kitchen, which I've never seen. And it's yellow. And so in the phrase, bright as sunshine in a yellow kitchen, was how somebody felt one time or something. And so this song's just real happy.
Mm-hmm. It's
how
the song is. Yeah, very positive song. It's real positive.
Sunshine in a yellow kitchen. It's like sweeter than marmalade. Just like sunshine in a yellow kitchen. It's like the music that we made.
Do you have a gospel background?
Yes, yes.
I was forced.
You were forced into a gospel background. Okay, explain, please.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
I was I started singing when I was like probably 8 years old with my parents, and you know, we had a gospel group and my mother. We had the nursing home circuit, and we go to all these nursing homes. And I was a little guy, and so I sang soprano, and then my brother, my sister, and my dad, and everybody was, you know, in on it. So my mother used to say, "Terry, come down here and sing for these ladies." And so I always feel a little bit strange about just playing in front of people or singing in front of people because, you know, we're hearing the album somewhat too, because it's kind of like from those years of my mother saying, "Come down here and sing for these ladies, sing the old Rugged Cross or something," you know. So that's the way that I grew up. And so it was always singing in my family, always around the piano, and, you know, very, very wholesome, I guess, a little bit too wholesome for some.
Everything on Word Pictures, though, is an original.
Yeah, all original music, yes, right. The album is based on a book that I'm writing, and I've got about 2.5 years in it. So it's based on the same principle of Casual Flies. So.
And what's that principle?
It started out with with me and Mike and David. You know, we did a trio thing for quite some time before we started expanding the band out. And I just decided to write two chapters to promote the band, and then I decided to continue to go on in character. So I'm like Shoefly, and we've got Treefly, Mike Townsend, and Horsefly is David Briggs. And so it's really extended from a very small chapters to huge, and now I've got about 26 chapters in about 420 pages. So
you know, you asked the motto, okay?
It's an apocalyptic
book. Live to fly, but learn to fall.
Yeah, that's the theme.
Yeah, that's written inside the album cover as well.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And this book, the characters are actual flies.
Yes, that's right.
And the name of the band is The Casual Flies. It's spelled F-L-Y-Z-E.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have an attraction to flies? I mean, or an interest?
Well, the way the band name started was it was like my sons, Turner and Logan, were out shooting each other with fireworks on the 4th of July. Mm-hmm. And so what happened was it was really smoky and hot. You know, I'm the parent. They're shooting each other. I'm miserable. I'm just thinking, this is just the worst thing. And then I look down, and there's a fly on the windowsill, and that's how it came to me. That's a casual fly. That's how it started.
And then he brought it to practice, and I go, I am not going to be part of something that says fly.
And then we added the earth, because the novel's name is Earth End, and that's how we named the other guys the Earth. And I said, well, you know, it's not that much of a responsibility to be the Earth. Think of it. You could be the universe.
Well, I don't know. Huh? I didn't understand any of that. All I know is I was just like, what key is this in, okay? Is this an E minor?
Antoinette, when Outside the Lines, we had 2/3 of them here.
Oh, that's right.
And you started a tradition that I liked.
I was thinking about that. Okay. So we started this tradition that if the whole band doesn't make it, we want to include the other members that aren't here. So what we would like to know is, what can you tell us that maybe a lot of people don't know about the other member who's not here today?
Oh, we could take cheap shots.
Yeah. Well, not a cheap shot. We just want to make sure that they're
discussed.
Little
laundry. Come a little dirty laundry.
Yeah.
Okay, well, David Briggs. I've known David for many years. As a matter of fact, the way that we came together, David Briggs plays mandolin and sings like a bird. Mm-hmm. And he's the accompaniment and he sings his own songs, like the countryside of songs we do sing, David presents those. Mm-hmm. He's from East Arkansas, Flatlander. And what's known about him is that he's as good as gold. You know, he's as good as gold. A brother. And that's why
he's Horsefly. He's like the more of the Shire member of the band. And so, you know, I have him he is a big, hairy, you know, fly, a big, giant, lovable, hairy fly.
That's basically what
David's about. He's a very lovable guy, you know.
You know, and it's funny because this is the second time the mandolin player hasn't made it.
That's something about the mandolin players that don't want to come by here. I think I'm insulted.
They're very shy.
What we learned during our conversation with Outside the Lines, Emily Cates told us that their mandolin player used to play
while he was driving.
Yeah. Mm. So is there anything you can tell us about David that, you know, about his...
I don't know what his insurance rates are. That would be that would be part of it. But that's David. He integral part of the Flies. The three of us are the beginnings of this band. Russ Hutchinson is known around town. Mm-hmm. He's the lead guitar player. He plays for many different bands. He's a gunslinger of a guitar player. And what's not known much about Russ?
Or what's the most interesting memory you have of him?
The best memory would be actually for me is for him playing music with one leg above his head.
Wait, what?
Yes, he can. He's kind of a tall, lanky kind of a guy in the first place, and he will get in a position where he's playing guitar, and he'll take his leg and he'll put it up above his head
while he's playing guitar.
Yes,
like standing or like sitting.
Standing.
Really?
He's standing on one leg, and hey, we're gonna have to make him do that.
Oh man, I cannot believe you just dug that big of a hole.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
So Thursday night's just going to be this great sense of community. You have a band that has a sense of community.
Yeah.
You're going to be playing there for free to anyone who can come to the park.
And we wish you will.
Yes, absolutely.
I've always had a great time there. Bring your chairs. Bring your dogs. Blankets. Food, I think you can get there already. Yes. I believe there's food there for you.
Be good weather probably too.
But you don't have to bring your fly swatter.
No.
Because you don't want to swat the flies.
No, let them be casual. Let them be casual all the way. Absolutely.
If people want to find out more about your music, is there a website?
Casualflies at cox.net. And that'll give you all the information.
Terry Nelson, Mike Townsend, thank you very much. Do you mind playing just a small little riff to take us out?
Sure. Kissing like a bandit, stealing time. Underneath the sycamore tree, Cupid like the hours at Valentine, to my sweet lover and Ringo. Slowly, surely, your appetite is more than I knew. Sweetly, softly, I'm falling.